Okay, good morning, everybody. Hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. And we start off the week with Mizmor Kuf Lamed Aleph as we make our way towards God willing Nesiyum, our second time around with Sefer Tehillim. So we have a very brief Mizmor, Mizmor Kuf Lamed Aleph, which is the second briefest Mizmor after Kuf Yud Zayin. It's three psukim. And it really speaks to David's posture in terms of his humility, Zanivos. So the Ramban tells us this is the source for the Isser Gaiva B'chol HaTorah Kula is the Melech. The Melech is somebody you could imagine being an arrogant person. Yeah, the Torah says in Sefer Dvarim, Parsha Shoftim, Levilti Rum Levavo Me'achav, Levilti Sur Minam Mitzvah Yaminu Smola. Nobody characterized this attitude better than David, who was so modest. And the critical passage in the Navi that deals with this is when David was dancing with the common people, and Michal, you know, the daughter of Shaul, was a much more officious person. Mishichmo v'malakavo mikolam, he was always, you know, set apart from the nation, you know, really chastised him and mocked him. Manichvari yomelech Yisrael. And David HaMelech responds, unikalosi od mizos v'ayisi shafal v'inai, that David didn't need to be, you know, any more officious or pretentious than anybody else. The vilti rum livavo me'achav, that was David. It was a story of his lave, and that's exactly where this mizmor begins. Sheramalos to David, Adonai lo gava libi v'lo ramu einai v'lo hilachti bigdolos uvniflos. Many, I'm going to follow the interpretation here of the mitzvahs David. So first, lo gava libi, that internally I didn't behave in an arrogant way. The person who thinks of themselves as better than other people, v'lo ramu einai, so then they will look down on others. Their perspective will be one of officiousness, of pretentiousness, of superiority. And then, in terms of outward manifestation, beyond the way that they think about other people, beyond the way that they think of themselves, right, they're going to start aggregating all kinds of kavod to themselves, binyanim, v'heichalos, that build palaces. Remember, the United States invaded Iraq almost 2 decades ago now, in 2003, right? Saddam Hussein had a palace on every corner, like there's a Starbucks in New York City. You know, that's the Derech HaOlam almost. Maybe this was a little bit of an exaggerated example, but that's the way that Malachim behave, and it's the opposite of what the Torah wanted for the Melech, right? The Torah said, the little Tirum Levavo Me'achav, and there were concrete expressions of that. Lo Yar Belo Nashim, Kesev Zahav Lo Yar Belo Ma'od, Aleman harbo sus, right, that he shouldn't have too many horses, just kidei mirkavto, what he needs, and of course for the national defense, he shouldn't aggregate too much money, just what he needs for the national budget, again, in terms of his own family life, there should be limitations. Unfortunately, when it came to all of these areas, Shlomo did not follow the path of his father David over the long term, and that, of course, was his downfall. So the mizmor goes on. Iblo shivisi v'damamti nafshi ki gamul alei imo kagamul alei nafshi. Rather, I've imagined myself, damamti from the language of dimyon, of imagination, shiviti, to place myself, ki gamul alei imo, with a sense of total dependency on God, right? It's when you're the melech, it's easy to think of yourself as the one that everybody else looks to, and that's true on a certain level, but David HaMelech understood that really, he was talui b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He was completely contingent on Hashem, and therefore lo gavah libi v'lo rambu einai v'lo hilachti v'gdolos niflos many, because I can self conceptualization was ki gamul aleimo kagamul alei nafshi. And then the transition, as we've noted so many times in the name of the Rambam, that lev haMelech ulev kol haKohal. So what David HaMelech does becomes the paradigm for everybody else's actions. Yachel Yisrael al Adonai me'ata v'ad olam. So as we spoke about yesterday, the name of the Malbim is the difference between the shorish of tikva, kivisi Hashem kivsa nafshi v'lidvaro hochalti, and the language of hochala, when there's objective reason, not just to believe, but to know that salvation will come. Yachel Yisrael al Adonai me'ata v'ad olam. If David HaMelech could make himself contingent and dependent and allow and acknowledge that reality to exist, ki gamul alei imo, ki gamul alei nafshi, as one who is totally dependent, then there is nothing wrong with the Jewish people cultivating a sense of dependency on God. And this is never to be misunderstood as somehow advocating abdication of personal responsibility of hishtadlus, but the understanding that we can do all that we seek to do, all that we wish to do, and ultimately our success depends on God's assistance, on our siyata dishmaya, and on our commensurate awareness of that contingency and dependency. Everybody have a wonderful day.